what? Huh? You don't just say that randomly and act like that's okay. What do you mean? You're watching a show about serial killers? No.
Hello?
Mons, are you awake?
I'm awake.
Have you checked the page of our escape blog?
I haven't, actually. I've been chilling. Should I do giveaway?
Like mad.
Are you serious?
So it's buy one, get two.
Okay, so that means that we can just split the bill for one.
Exactly. And each of us get a package here.
Soft. Cool, right? So that's just one of the many things that I can do with GoMoney. GoMoney allows me to track my finances. That way, I know exactly what I'm spending my money on. So now, with the GoMoney app, at least you know that you can schedule payments, split bills, track your finances, and send money to your family and friends using the payment links. So download the GoMoney app on Apple Store or Play Store and bank links.
Hi guys. Welcome back to another episode of Oshikaya Speaks. I'm still your host, Wanya Oshikaya, and I'm still as beautiful as always, period.
Facts.
Hi guys, thank you very much. This episode is sponsored by GoMoney, the digital bank focused on simplifying banking. Thank you guys for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
I'm so excited. Finally dragged you here.
Finally, right?
After so long. But delay is not denial. Now there's two of you here.
Yes, sir.
Today, I'm joined by some of my favorite producers. Actually, you can hear I asked him to come before, but he said no. Yes, Kid Soul, Houdini, and DJ Notorious. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hello.
How are you feeling?
Hello.
How are you doing?
We're good.
I love that. I thought you'd be the quiet one, though, and you'll be the more...
Yeah, I'm very quiet.
Yes. Yeah, you seem to be the quiet one, and you're the more...
Outgoing.
Yeah. How's that? How are you guys, though?
It's good balance, yin and yang.
Are you guys best friends?
I guess you can say that now. But we went to secondary school together,
oh,
actually.
Oh, nice. So you used to make stuff from there? From back
no,
then.
No, actually. No, really. I didn't know he did music in secondary school.
Right.
But I
didn't. But you were making music at the time.
I was making music.
Were you making music?
No.
But he was a stepper.
You did dance?
He did
that
dance.
Year, that year. But you still step?
No.
What's changed?
I don't know, man.
It's a boss.
Yes, interest.
I feel you. But how's it going? How's the year been so far?
It's been good.
Been a lot of work from you guys.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Interesting
time. See the doings. Don't be humble. We are seeing the work.
Evidence.
Yeah, evidence. Don't have to talk too much.
No explanation.
There's no need for that. What have you been up to the past week?
Past week?
Yeah, this last week.
Wow.
What's it been like?
Sessions. Because we run Kitso Studios as well.
Yeah.
So just typical sessions. But as well, we're working on our project.
Yeah.
Another World, Volume 1. First single just dropped about 2.5 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay.
With Brown Joel, Pose for My Camera.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Go stream.
Go stream. I love the artwork for that. That's the artwork.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Shout out Lola Lifted. She shot that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
In the studio, right?
Yeah, it's right there.
Shout out to you. I love it. I was looking at it for a minute. I'm like, yeah, this is fire.
Nice. Oh, thank you.
Did you see the show? Well, it's great to hear that. Myself, I haven't been up to much.
Mm-hmm.
I've been learning how to drive.
Oh, that's nice.
Wow.
Wait, automatic or manual?
Automatic.
That's nice.
Two days ago, I started learning. 2 days ago, somebody ended up in hospital because of me. But we thank God for life.
Wow.
But the person is okay. He's okay. Yeah, he's fine. But it was scary. I'm learning, Sha. I'm sure I'm doing something with my time.
But the good thing is not to give up, you know? You're back at it. So.
Not really sure. I didn't.
Are you traumatized?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow.
Because I ran into the gates and he was behind the gates. So the gates threw
him. Oh, I see.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy, but he's alive. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. What have you guys been watching? What have you been listening to?
Watching? You're more of the movie guy.
What are you watching?
Currently, Mindhunter.
Okay, I'll act like I know it, but I don't.
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah, it's a show about, I guess, serial killers.
what? Huh? You don't just say that randomly and act like that's okay. What do you mean? You're watching a show about serial killers?
No, like, so, I think it's about, I just started, so it's about some FBI guys trying to, like, get into the mind of serial killers.
Mm. Fair.
Yeah.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. Sounds like something I like.
Yeah.
Do you guys watch the same things?
Not really.
Have similar interests.
Besides, I think, music. So. Yeah, yeah, movie wise.
So you like the
crime, mafia, shooting, killing,
like stuff about
drugs, gangster, dumb boy, Scarface.
Nice. Do you watch Power?
Yeah,
I haven't seen Power actually.
Yeah, I did, but I haven't seen like the recent ones though.
Oh, right. Nice.
Everyone keeps. I'm kind of pressing that if everyone keeps telling me to watch something, I'm gonna watch it. Till like
it really 5 years
later,
show?
Then I start texting everyone.
That's how I watched like Breaking Bad. Like when everyone was watching it,
I just didn't watch it. But it's a good show.
Yeah, I finished it. It's good.
Yeah. One of have you seen Breaking Bad?
No, I haven't.
Oh wow,
I was supposed to start it. What did you ask? But yeah, I was supposed to start it, but I just haven't. But I heard it's a really good show.
Yeah.
It's long.
I think it's one of the best shows I've watched.
How many seasons?
Five or so.
Not that long. How many episodes per season? Like 10?
I'm not sure. I can't remember.
There's this one with Damson too.
Snowfall.
Snowfall.
Yo.
You haven't watched
it. GD has been telling me to watch.
Yeah, Snowfall. Apparently, yeah. Really good. I've tried.
What's it about?
Drugs.
Drugs.
Okay.
So that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
I'll try and watch it. You guys should try it. So it's like 6 seasons in.
Okay.
But they are done. Like, they finished the thing, so.
Right.
I guess this will be the best time to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Cool. Anywho, let's get into it. First of all, I just want to know where the name is from, Kitso.
Like, Kitso.
It's such, like, huh?
Kitso is Greek, actually.
Okay, what does it mean?
It means, like, to create and to, basically, like, it's the word used in the Bible when God was, like, creating the world.
It's very spiritual. Very,
I guess you can say that, yeah.
In touch with God.
Definitely.
I love it. Shout out to you.
Definitely.
Yeah. But yeah, you were saying.
Yeah, so it's the word used in the Bible to create.
Yeah.
And you know, like Greek has different meanings. So it's like peak creativity, peak creation.
Everything peak.
Yes, so.
Because you guys do it differently.
Yes.
I love it. Another world.
Another
just in case you're not familiar with Kitso, which you should be, they are the owner of the tag, Another World. I love the tag so much. Like, who thinks about that? And it's crazy because then when you say Another World, it's like you guys are doing something very different, and it's actually very different. Like, the production is always very standout. So
thank you.
I say thank you.
It was like in unison, right?
Yeah.
So how is creating music from the scratch? Because I guess as producers, you guys do the foundation work. Mm-hmm. How is that? What's that about? How do you do that?
It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, because you walk into... It's fun and... I don't want to use the word scary, but just... It's kind of like you walk into like a blank canvas. You don't know what's going to happen. And you just... So basically, as a producer, you are just creating a safe space for the artist to come in and to be able to feel comfortable and express how they are feeling at the time, whether it may be sad, whether it may be happy, whether they might want to stunt on everybody and tell everyone how much money they are making, you know. So you just want to provide that safe haven. Mm. So you're more like a therapist.
Mm.
To be honest, it's more like
very
a
nice angle.
Therapy session kind of thing. So
it's just you just coming to express yourself.
Exactly.
Nice.
And once in a while, you add your own inputs and you...
Once in a while, all the time.
Yeah, but you know, different artists are different, you know. Some people like your opinion. Some people don't want your opinion.
For real?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's artists that you work with that don't like want you to add stuff.
I mean, not all the time, like just
once
they want your opinions at different parts, but they have their own opinions.
Yeah. And you always, not always, but like you mostly have to do what they want, right? Because they're the artists.
It's a collaboration.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. Like, are you not supposed to have like a good input?
Yeah.
Yeah, to a degree. But I guess it's just managing, because we're dealing with human beings, exactly. different personalities. Yeah. So it's just managing different personalities and having emotional, there's a lot of emotional intelligence mm-hmm. to it.
Nice. So, DJ Notorious, back to you. Are you actually notorious? Like I asked you before.
No.
You keep it cool.
Very
keep
gentle.
It calm. Do you DJ though?
Yeah.
Do you actually play?
Yeah.
How's that? What's that about?
I mean, I haven't DJed in a while, but yeah, it's pretty fun.
When did you start?
Like 2013.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A minute ago.
Yeah. I started out DJing and then at the time, so I was DJing clubs like in the UK. And at the time, the guys I was watching, they were producing as well. So that's how I got into production as well. So, oh. Yeah.
Well, which do you prefer? Production.
Production, yeah.
Makes sense. I see you guys do a lot of work with Victoni. You do a lot of work, but like you also do a lot of work with Victoni. Yeah. I mean, I heard about like it's so from Victoni, the first project, Chop and Slide. Which one? Jolene.
That's,
the one
Outlaw.
That actually has, Outlaw project. The one that actually has featuring Kitso. Because mm-hmm. when I saw featuring Kitso, I thought there was somebody on the project. Then I realized, like, oh, it's the producers. Nice. So you do a lot of work with Victoria. How's it like working with Tony though? Because I feel like Tony is a very creative person on his own. And then there's now you guys as well. So how is that? Three heads are better than one.
Working with Victoria is easy.
Yeah.
I think Victoria is one of those special artists that knows what he wants mm-hmm. and is also very, very mature and open-minded as well to exploring ideas and new sounds. So when you put that mixture with someone who knows what he wants, but is also open to ideas and is mature enough to listen to everyone's opinion, no matter what, it's always easy and there's a lot of creativity going on.
Nice. But who are your favorite artists to work with?
Favorite artists to work with?
Don't say Victoria. Don't say Victoria.
I mean, there are a couple. Well, Victoria will be one of them. Okay.
Who else?
Avi.
Avi.
Yeah, Avi's good vibes. Yeah.
My jam.
Avi's good vibes. Yeah.
The guy Tibbs.
Tibbs.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
King Maddie.
Yeah.
Maddie is dope as well.
The new gen. The new generation of stars.
Yeah.
I love it.
Gen Z.
I love that. Nice. I like the song with Crayon and Victoria. I really like that song. It was playing in the studio just a couple of minutes ago.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you.
No, it wasn't me that was playing it. We appreciate it still. It was Kundi. We appreciate it still. As a DJ, you're basically in charge of the entire, what's it called? The entire vibe of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's your job, to make sure that it's going. The music is not slapping.
Slapping, yeah.
There's really not much, like, nobody's going to be happy with you. I personally want to be happy with you. But how is it, like, controlling the crowd? Isn't that some sort of pressure?
Man, it is a lot of pressure. But, like, Nigerians make it even harder. Because, like, you're DJing for a Nigerian crowd. You're playing, like, their favorite song. And they're just sitting there. They're just like, yo, come on, move me. So, I guess your job as a DJ is just to, like, read the crowd, see what's happening, like, just adjust your set to...
Are there some times when you, like, already have a set in mind, like, a set list in mind,
yeah.
and you just have to change it because people do the vibe?
So the idea is you have, like, different sets in your head.
All right.
Like, different songs that go with different songs. So you just keep pulling them out based on the vibe. So you're reading them, you're like, okay... Maybe these guys want a Victoria. Okay, let me give them a Victoria. Okay, maybe they want a Burna Boy now.
They want an Ashake.
Yeah, they want an Ashake. Yeah, so you just start, pulling from your head.
But don't you find it weird how, like, not weird, but, like, you see, it's a different time now. It's almost like DJs, do you feel like DJs are, like, more in service to the people as opposed to, like, back then in the 80s and 90s where DJs would introduce new records, to people. It was more about like introducing like a new artist.
I mean, at the time, that's how people got to, you know,
know
new music. Mm-hmm. So it's different.
Now it's just
now people want to hear what they want to hear, well, what they hear in the houses.
Fair.
So you need to sort of interpret that from looking at them.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
What kind of person do I look like? What kind of music do I look like I enjoy?
You know what? I can't tell now, but when you're on the dance floor, I will be able to know.
Now I actually have to be on the dance floor.
Yeah, yeah. You seem like someone with after three as or five shots of tequila, you'll be all over the dance
That's
floor.
When it's pretty clear.
Hello? Mons, are you awake?
I'm awake.
Have you checked the page of our sleep blog?
I haven't actually. I've been chilling. She did give away.
Like mad.
Are you serious?
So it's by one get.
Okay, so that means that we can just split the bill for one.
Exactly. And each of us get a part of it.
Soft. Cool, right? So that's just one of the many things that I can do with GoMoney. GoMoney allows me to track my finances. That way, I know exactly what I'm spending my money on. So now, with the GoMoney app, at least you know that you can schedule payments, split bills, track your finances, and send money to your family and friends using the payment links. So download the GoMoney app on Apple Store or Play Store and bank with us.
To be fair, like, I don't even need five shots. Just give me one and I'm good. Okay. Like, I'm ready to.
Wow.
Like, I love to party. I love partying. It doesn't make sense. Now it has even reduced before in uni when I was like final year, like after final year, I was literally always in clubs. But now it's like, I have to go to the club and I have to think, oh, bro, do I want to really do that? But I guess we grew up, right? So I
feel like, yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Dini, how is sound engineering? How is audio engineering like? It's tough.
I wouldn't say it's tough. It's more. What part? When you say,
okay, let me
sound
say,
engineering.
What's the most difficult part of that? Aside from listening to somebody's voice 1,001 times.
I think the most difficult part would be, and I think most sound engineers could relate, is that initial time when you're working with a new client and you're trying to figure out what they like. You know, because the thing is, we have to realize that everyone hears music differently. The funny thing is, everyone thinks they hear music like how they hear music. But when you become a sound engineer, you actually realize that every human being hears music differently. Like, there's people who listen to music and the first thing they're listening to is just the instrumentals. They literally remove the voice. And there's people who listen to music and the first thing they're looking out for is, oh, the lyrics, what the person is saying, how, is this person a good singer? Exactly. And there's people who literally listen to music and all they're listening to is the bass, boom, 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 boom,
nice.
Boom, boom.
Fair.
Or the kick or the drums. So,
different.
You might be that type of person that likes your voice to shine.
Mm.
And your client is someone who likes bass and kick and drums. So it's just that initial back and forth of figuring out what the client likes.
So, okay, there's two of you in Kids Over It. I want to understand, how do you make the beat? Is it that one person who starts? Like, you give it to the second person to finish, or like you guys actually come together and do it together?
All of the above.
Oh, God. So it's mostly which one? Or it's like...
All of you. Like, so I could start something, you could start something, we'll finish it together. Or like just
vibe. As it just comes. Yeah. I love that. So when you started like Kidso, when you came together to start it, what was the initial idea? What did you want to do? And would you say you've achieved that?
Oh, yeah. Funny enough, Kidso just started like with me and Notorious during lockdown.
Oh. 3 years.
Yeah. That's 3 years?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Time flies. Wow. So pretty much I'd moved back to Nigeria from New York.
Nice.
And our friend had a wedding and that's where I met Notorious. And he was like, oh, he does music. And I'm like, all right, cool. Let's I'm setting up a studio. Come through. And we just used to like meet up during lockdown and just make beats together.
Okay.
And that's pretty
that
much
how it came. Mm-hmm. Nice. You guys didn't actually overthink it or anything. Nah. But you think you work together great as a team?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I love the pride. Because I feel like you make a great team.
Ah, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So what's next for you guys? Like this, your project is coming.
Yeah.
There's a project on the way. What's that sounding like already?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I said sensational.
Sensational. Yeah.
Difference.
Evidence.
Evidence. I love. But what sonically? What are you leaning towards?
Experimental.
Yeah. Very experimental.
No song sounds the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited. When is that coming? Later this year. Sometime.
Fall is from September to November. So within that range. Okay. September to November.
Final quarter of the year. Mm-hmm. That's September.
Is that?
It's October. Oh God, this thing confuses me.
Yeah, me too.
I think October.
Yeah, it's final-ish.
Final quarter.
Without December.
Okay, without December. Okay, I so guess. Before December.
Without Dirty December.
Without Dirty December. This is December is when the clubs are going crazy. Mm. You need all the songs out by then. So you can be spinning. The Notorious. You can be spinning it. I love. Okay. For the next few months of the year. What are you going to be up to?
Few months?
Yeah. There's just... We're already in August. So you're going to be up to for the rest of the year. What are you doing?
Plan to go to Jerusalem.
Are you serious?
And pilgrimage.
Are you being serious?
Yeah. Do I look like I'm joking?
Yes, you're smiling. You do look
like you're joking. I want to go to Jerusalem. Is that a real place? Maybe look up tickets now. We're going to go to Jerusalem and pilgrimage, make beats. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Individually, what are your plans?
I think we is more than one person. So.
Individually now, what are your plans for the rest of the year? So you guys already have what you're doing together. You want to go to Jerusalem?
Jerusalem.
Please take me. But individually, what are your plans? What do you have coming? What are you doing? Do you guys do anything separately? Not really.
Okay.
So the rest of the year is just music.
Just music. Probably explore. Yeah. You like to travel as well, so
please take me.
Let's go now.
We do road trips.
We do road trips actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Road trips to where?
Last one was towards the west. So that's like Benin,
West Africa,
Togo.
Okay.
Ghana.
Are you serious? You took a
Senegal.
You went on a road trip to that side. Are you serious?
No, we went as far as Ghana, but
Too bad. Togo.
This time we might want to go east. So that's Cameroon, Congo. Yeah, I have to look at the map again. But yeah,
that's Cameroon.
That's
that side.
That sounds fun. That sounds interesting. You travel together?
Yeah. Sometimes.
Now they bond, do. Love it. You are really besties.
Kitsu now.
Kitsui. Another world.
Another world.
It has to be different. Another world. I love it. All right, guys. Thank you for honoring my invites. Thank you for coming to sit down on my chair. I really appreciate it. And yeah, keep doing what you're doing. You're doing amazing. You're doing fantastic. We love the music. We appreciate it. Even if they don't know yet, we do. We love it and we appreciate it. And we're looking forward to the project.
Thank you.
Do you want to tell me what it's called? What the project is called?
Yeah. Another World.
Another World. Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Another World, Volume 1.
Yeah, so there's Volume 2.
And 4 and 5 and 6. And
Volume plenty.
So you know what?
It's like African Magic. Isakaba part 12.
Watch out.
I love that.
But that would be dope, though. You know those African Magic voiceovers?
Did you just guess an idea?
Yeah.
I love it.
That could be dope. You know those voiceovers they used to do?
Yeah. Okay, grab your copy. Thank you guys for coming. Thank you for joining me. Thank you guys for watching another episode of Oshikaya Speaks. I'm still your host, Oshikaya, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.